KJAN Sports.
Time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, checking sports, following the new guidelines set forth by Governor Reynolds on Monday night, the Iowa High School Athletic Association is making another adjustment to attendance at the state football finals this week. The Athletic Association's football championship games that are set for tomorrow and Friday at the Unidome in Cedar Falls do fall under the high school sporting event guidelines issued by the governor. That proclamation limiting attendance to the 6 championship games to 2 spectators per participating athlete. Last week, the Athletic Association played the 12 semifinal games with face covering requirements and some spectator restrictions at the Unidome. They said they'll work with local officials to make sure everyone has safe passage to the games. But again, those requirements will limit to just 2 spectators per athlete participating this weekend. Well, fans will not be allowed at this weekend's Iowa State versus Kansas State football game because of the COVID-19 surge. The university announced Tuesday that only families and guests of athletes and staff will be allowed in the stadium, as well as the marching band and spirit squad. Attendance will also be limited at men's and women's basketball games through the end of the month. The ISU ticket office will coordinate refunds once the season is complete. The Iowa Hawkeyes opened the second half of the season Saturday with a visit to Penn State. After opening 0-2, the Hawkeyes have posted back-to-back blowout victories.
There's a lot of variables right now, and I think real simply we're just trying to look out for our health as individuals and as a team, and then also trying to improve on a daily basis. And that's really been the most unusual season probably for any of us to be involved in. And it's just kind of our reality right now.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, who says the Hawkeyes are not fooled by Penn State's 0-4 record.
I can't remember ever being on the field where their guys don't look really good and then play really well and play hard, and they're good at every position. So, when our guys look at the film, unless they're just delusional, they're seeing what we're seeing. A lot of guys that are good football players, things aren't just quite clicking yet. And my guess is it's going to at some point. I just hope it isn't this Saturday.
Well, Ferentz says there's no reason for the Hawkeyes to take this game lightly.
First of all, we haven't beaten these guys in a decade, right? That's a long time, and there's a reason for that. They're a good football team, good operation, and we're going to have to be at our best to even have a chance to win this thing.
Sophomore quarterback Spencer Petras is completing less than 54% of his passes, but Ferentz says he likes the way the sophomore is progressing, especially considering he didn't get a chance to develop during spring drills. The Nittany Lions are hoping to avoid their first 0-5 start in program history, but they've won 6 straight against the Hawkeyes. Here's sophomore receiver Tyrone Tracy.
They're still Penn State, but they're still got a great coach. They still got a good defensive coordinator. They still got great athletes on the whole roster. So we still got to treat them as if this is just another game, as if they're 4-0 and they're 7th rank in the nation.
Sophomore quarterback Spencer Petras says the Penn State defense will challenge his decision making.
They bring a lot of pressure. They like to blitz. They'll bring anything. So making sure that I'm familiar with all the looks and knowing what plays we want to run and what we don't according to the look we get. And they're very talented, very talented team.
That game coming up Saturday afternoon, and we'll have it for you here on the radio. 12:30 the pregame start, 2:30 kickoff from Happy Valley. Tonight, you can hear more from Coach Kirk Ferentz. Hawk Talk is on the way this evening. We'll have that for you at 6:30 tonight. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell hopes experience will help the Cyclones finish strong. After struggling in November a year ago, the 17th-ranked Cyclones control their own destiny in the Big 12 as they get set to host Kansas State on Saturday.
I think we've learned a lot during the last, 3 years in terms of just what every phase of the season looks like and what it means. And obviously, you want to be playing meaningful football in November. And I think in a positive way, we've been able to do that in this program over the last couple of years. Now, How do you maximize those opportunities, I think, is where you want to take the next stage of a team and a program.
Well, Campbell says a lot of factors go into a strong finish and says overcoming adversity is especially important this season.
What a unique year and what a unique time to say that statement right there. It's been, I would say this has been a long, challenging season, not just physically but mentally for everybody involved with any football team across the country. can you stay the course?
Adjusting to the conditions could be a key on Saturday. The forecast calls for rain in the mid-40s.
I think navigating that mentally first is really big. And where do you find your answers? I think you find your answers sinking back into your fundamental and your technical success. And, you know, now your footwork and your hand placement, all those things are critical because you're doing it in adverse situations.
That's a 3 o'clock kickoff expected Saturday in Ames. Iowa State's Charlie Kohler, Chase Allen, and Dylan Sainer entered the season as perhaps the most celebrated group of tight ends in the country, and they still are. Those three, along with reserve Easton Dean, have combined for 45 catches. Only Boston College's tight ends with 52 have more. Kohler is the 17th-ranked Cyclones' second-leading receiver with 23 grabs for 264 yards and three touchdowns. Allen has 13 catches for 173 yards and two scores. Sainer is the highest-rated tight end in run blocking, according to Pro Football Focus. Coach Matt Campbell says each tight end is playing his best football this season. Well, the Atlantic Coast Conference says this weekend's game between Duke and Wake Forest won't be played due to coronavirus issues and injuries within the Demon Deacons football program. The league made the announcement Tuesday night ahead of Saturday's matchup at Duke. The ACC statement made no mention of rescheduling. In a separate release, Wake Forest said it would work with Duke and the ACC on the possibility of rescheduling the game. Wake Forest said the decision was due to positive cases, quarantines of close contacts, and injuries. The team won't practice or hold team activities today or tomorrow. In college football last night from the MAC, it was Buffalo over Bowling Green, 42-17. Kent outscored Akron 69-35. Ohio at Miami of Ohio was canceled. Tonight in the MAC, Northern Illinois plays at Ball State. Western Michigan is at Central Michigan, and Toledo plays at Eastern Michigan. Well, the New York Giants, Atlanta Falcons, and Las Vegas Raiders put players on the COVID-19 list on the same day Washington had its first instance of someone in the organization testing positive for the virus since the season began. The NFL said there were 17 new confirmed positives among players and 35 among other personnel during testing last week. Giants kicker Graham Gano, Falcons wide receiver Laquon Treadwell, Washington injured defensive lineman Matt Sayadonis, and Las Vegas defenders Clelin Ferrell and LaMarcus Joyner all went on that list. The Green Bay Packers have activated wide receiver Alan Lazard from the injured reserve after he missed six games. Lazard had the best game of his pro career September 27th when he caught six passes for 146 yards and a touchdown in a 37-30 win at New Orleans, but he suffered a core injury in a game that hasn't been played since. The 2018 undrafted free agent from Iowa State has 13 catches for 254 yards and two touchdowns in just three games this season. The Packers play at Indianapolis on Sunday. Iowa forward Luka Garza could have heard his name called in Wednesday night's NBA draft. Instead, he opted for the uncertainty of playing a final college basketball season amid a pandemic. Garza heads the list of notable seniors gearing up for the 2020-21 campaign. He was the Big Ten Player of the Year last season and finished runner-up to Dayton's Obi Toppin in the Associated Press Player of the Year voting. The 6'11 forward averaged nearly 24 points and 10 rebounds a game last season. Wichita State head coach Greg Marshall has resigned following an investigation into allegations of verbal and physical abuse. Marshall, who's long been known for his combustible sideline persona, came under scrutiny when former player Shaq Morris claimed he'd been struck twice by his coach during an October 2015 practice. Morris also claimed that he'd seen Marshall choke assistant coach Kyle Lindstedt, who had soon left to become an assistant at Minnesota. And Theo Epstein is stepping down after nine seasons as the Chicago Cubs president of baseball operations. The team announced Epstein is leaving the organization and general manager Jed Hoyer is being promoted to take his place. Epstein transformed the long-suffering Cubs and helped bring home a drought-busting championship in 2016. He said after the season, he anticipated remaining on the job at least one more year with his contract set to expire in 2021. Epstein said in a statement Tuesday he'll cherish his time with the Cubs and said it was simply time to make a change. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.